The National Australia Bank has announced a costly restructure of its ill-fated venture into the British banking sector. The rescue of the NAB's loss-making businesses will cost more than $700 million and 1,400 jobs will be lost over the next 3 years. The bank has confirmed it's too hard to sell the Clydesdale and Yorkshire banks given the deteriorating economic conditions in Britain. I'm joined now in the studio by our business editor Peter Ryan. And Peter Ryan, the NAB has been trying to offload its British operations for a few years now, but it seems like it's going to be stuck with them.
Well, that's pretty much it, Kim. And the NAB has been reviewing its British operations since 2009, when the fallout from the global financial crisis started to hit. Now, more than 3 years on, the NAB and other banks in Britain are dealing with sinking commercial property values, down 35% from the peak in 2007, and now back in a double dip. The British economy is also now in a double dip recession, as confirmed last week. And today, the NAB's chief executive, Cameron Klein, said the recovery in Britain will be slower than in the 1930s after the Great Depression. And as a result, Mr. Klein says the bank has decided to restructure the business rather than trying to sell the two main banks, Clydesdale and Yorkshire, at a hefty discount that would ultimately hurt shareholders. And in any case, he said that even though it is a buyer's market, no one's dipping into British banks at the moment, given the current conditions.
We've never received a formal offer for this bank. We've never rejected a formal offer. So it's not as though we've been walking past deals in the last 3.5 years. But as you'd expect, there has been speculation over the asset, and we have received, you know, informal and speculative expressions of interest, all of which are at very low valuations and also highly conditional and probably actually very difficult to execute. So I think as long as banks, UK banks, are trading at the sort of valuations they are, I think the option we're taking is a better option.
The NAB's chief executive, Cameron Klein. And Peter Ryan, given that the NAB didn't actually have any offers for the business, what is its plan to turn the businesses around?
Well, Cameron Klein said today that there's no other choice than to make a major restructure, which will cost around $305 million, to simplify the businesses to focus on retail banking and lending to small and medium-sized businesses in Scotland and Northern England. And this will see around 1,400 bank jobs go by 2015. And also, given the value of commercial property in the United Kingdom, the NAB will transfer most of its commercial real estate assets in Britain to the group's overall balance sheet, presumably until it's the right time to sell. Also, there'll be some pretty hefty write-downs on top of that $300 million, such as around $218 million in goodwill alone for the UK businesses.
So as you say, a very costly restructure for National Australia Bank. What would that do to its overall profit, which is due out next week?
Well, the unaudited profit for the half year is expected to be down by almost 16%. That's on the half year profit that we'll see on the 10th of May. The profit's expected to come in at just over $2 billion, reflecting those charges from Britain. The group's provision for bad and doubtful debts is also up by 14% on the same time last year to $1.1 billion. A lot of those costs coming from the United Kingdom. Now, NAB shares in Australia initially dipped on the news of the restructure, but now that the details are out in the open, NAB shares are trading around 4 cents higher at $25.19.
Business editor Peter Ryan.